Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High in studio with you this morning. We're going to take a step away from open line for a bit, and we are welcoming into studio, we have Candy Westbrook from the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce. Candy, good morning. How are you doing?
Well, hello. I am great.
Awesome to hear. It's hump day, I've been struggling today for whatever reason. Here's the reason. One of the reasons I was struggling. I mean, I don't think I slept that well last night, but this morning earlier I said, all right, it is Tuesday. Is it Tuesday? I even said right on air, let me check my phone. No, it's Wednesday. So it's like, I think days are just getting all messed up right now.
You guys don't have an excuse. You're in the office.
I know.
People are home, really get confused on
that. Oh, absolutely. I mean, and you should see all the jokes online. It's like, here's how I'm keeping what day is what. They open like their pill capsule thing. Okay, this is Tuesday, so we'll open this up so I know it's Tuesday. But yeah, I can see how that would mess everybody up if you're not going to work constantly, especially if you had a consistent schedule. So,
well, for us that have little kids at home, it's good to have a schedule. So we do have, I do know what day of the week it is because I have a chart of, okay, this is the day we got to work on these assignments or whatever. Oh, this is the day mommy works. We can't do any homework hardly.
Right.
So we kind of have a little schedule and that helps us.
All right. Well, before we get to the virtual CNN today, last night you tried something new, basically the after hours, but a virtual after hours,
yes.
Correct?
Yes. So it was our first time doing it. We had a very small group, but that was okay because we wanted to test it out and see how it worked. But it was kind of just everybody grab your favorite cocktail and join us for some socialization. We talked a little bit about, well, our conversations went all over the place. So it was good, but especially for those of us that are extroverts and haven't been around people, it was a nice chance to be around your fellow business people and community members and just talk. And so we're going to do it again next week. I haven't set the date. I think it's either going to be on Wednesday or Thursday of next week. We'll try a different day of the week. And I do know some people are still a little bit intimidated by Zoom, and they're like, oh, I don't want to do that. I don't know how.
Right.
So what I'm telling everybody is give me a call. If we're not in the office, then obviously you can leave a voicemail or you can message us on Facebook or whatever. But I will set up a time and I'll walk you through it. We can literally be on the computer together and I can kind of show you how Zoom works, at least the basics, so you can get in. And that way it doesn't feel quite so intimidating, and that way next week you can join our call with us and do some socialization. So
it sounded like it was a lot of fun last night. First time trying it out, and
yeah.
got a few people in there, so it sounds like it was pretty successful last night.
It was good for the first one. Yes, great success. We had a lot of fun. So
that was virtual after hours. And speaking of virtual, this morning you had virtual CNN.
Yeah.
And what you said is so easy because you just get the emails. So, but still lots of great information though.
Yes. It's hard for our businesses to get the word out on so many changes and what they offer and things going on. So this is great that we can still tell the community announcements from our business community because they need our support now more than ever. So I've got a lot of great business announcements, and then I'll also share a few community announcements too.
Absolutely. Let's do it.
All right. To start us off, we had Julie Cowles from Midwest Pregnancy Care Center. They're only open on Tuesdays in Coffeyville from 10 to 3. It's closed for the public, but that's when their clients can come in. And right now, their main concern is providing diapers and formula to the community. They've seen a huge increase in demand. So they are looking for donations from the community for new diapers and formula. They're not taking any other donations at this time. Those are the big primary things that they need.
Okay.
So if you can donate, give them a call. The number is 251-0900. Then we had Ms. White from Advanced Physical Therapy and wanted to let everybody know they're still open, seeing patients. They are at what you consider a direct access state, meaning that with some insurances, they can be seen for an evaluation without a referral. So if you feel like you're having some back problems right now and you can't get into the doctor's office because that's hard to get into right now, then go directly to them. They can help you. They've got everything from cupping, traction, dry needling, you know, personal training, you name it, they've got it. They'll work with the insurance or they can do self-pay. But They've got it all. So they are still open. And they said, shout out to the Chamber for continuing to be supportive through everything during the pandemic. So thank you for Advanced Physical. Debbie Smith from Janelle's. So our flower shops are still open. They are considered essential, but they're doing it by delivery. Or if you call ahead, you can do curbside and they'll bring it out to your car. But it's nice because I'll tell you right now, you're stuck at home. You're feeling stir crazy. Having a beautiful flower arrangement will perk up your day.
Absolutely.
You know, or delivering it to a friend or somebody that's stuck at home and needs a little lift. So you can definitely call our flower shops. Janelle's has big old Easter baskets right now. So this is the great time to get your Easter arrangements. So call Debbie at 251-3350. Jeannie Haynes from one of my favorite places, the Natural Food Center. So everybody thinks of it as just a vitamin shop, but they've got everything, including they've got grass-fed ground beef. So if you're looking for some good ground beef, because I'm spoiled. I don't like regular grocery store beef anymore. I usually butcher a cow at some point. But they've got that. They've got non-GMO chicken. They've got eggs. They've got the elderberry concentrate, which is big right now. Of course, all your vitamins to help you stay strong, like zinc and vitamin E, vitamin D. And then, of course, they have also got, she makes her own chocolates in store.
Ooh.
So if you're wanting to
love me some
treat,
chocolate.
Yes, they've got like caramel pretzel bark and just everything. So you want something neat and you don't want to deal with a crowd, go in there, small, and she can take care of you. So that's exciting. Ken Andrews from Gator's Window Cleaning. So right now, they're taking reservations for residential window cleaning and soft wash house cleaning and roof cleaning. And one of the reasons that they are considered essential is because as much as you can keep your environment clean and sanitized, obviously the better it is for you. Right now they're really focusing on like the bank drive-thrus, restaurant drive-thrus, even like your curbside areas, your sidewalks. They do this really high temperature, high concentrated pressure wash, and it really does a deep clean and sanitizes the area. So, you know, again, just to help reduce that virus. So call Ken anytime, 918-856-0557. Stacy Baldwin from Clough Oil Company, another great place with supplies. Everybody panics because they go to Walmart and I can't find this or I can't find that.
Right.
You forget there's lots of places in town to get supplies.
Absolutely.
So I think people kind of go, what am I going to do about toilet paper? Where? Guess what? Clough has it. They've got 96 roll for $41.99. They've got paper towels. They have heavenly soft paper towels. So, and vinyl gloves. So if you're needing some extra gloves, they've got gloves. So, restaurants that do carry out, they've got styrofoam containers, you know, portion cups, so you name it. And then all you have to do is call them and they do, again, curbside. So call ahead at 251-0103. And then also the tire and auto is open. All the tire places and the auto repair places are still open. They're just taking extra precautions.
Right.
So they make sure that their employees, have all the gear on and, so if you need something done with your car, good time to get it done right now. So call Stacy at Clough Oil. Carter Automotive. So they are right now open 7 days a week, just trying to make sure that they have help. And they're not just an automotive store. They've got industrial-sized cleaning supplies and just a variety of stuff for the home as well. And they're really trying to make sure that they provide everything that you need because they are considered essential. So they've got stuff for the vehicles, lawn and garden equipment. Of course, their people, their customer service just is amazing because I don't know that much about cars myself. So I just know one little part and I can just call them and go, hey, I need something like this. And they can help me out, look it up, have it ready, pay,
boom,
pick it up curbside.
Done.
Yay. So, and that's one of the things I wanted to tell the community is, I am a big advocate of following the mandate. I mean, if we're all out running around in crowds, it's not going to help us, right?
Right.
So you stay home, but there's ways to get around that and still support small businesses and still get the needs that you do for your house. Almost every single place I've talked to said, we'll do whatever with our customers. We'll help you. You call, tell us what you need. They'll take it out to the curb. You can pay by phone, whatever. I know a couple places that are even doing video shots. So you say, for example, I got a teenager who's having a birthday. I want to get him a shirt. I mean, this girl was like, okay, I'm going to do a panoramic of all the shirts in this area. And I can go, ooh, I really like that one.
Oh, you know? Very nice. That's
yeah.
cool.
I mean, they'll do anything. They'll send you pictures and you can go, okay, this is the one I want. I know Cantrell's is doing, you know, every day on their Facebook, they've got a different ring on sale. And so it's just one of those things where don't just close yourself off from everything. There's still ways to get out there and get a flower, get a jewelry, get a shirt, get something just to make you feel better for a while and still support our businesses.
Absolutely.
We got to do that. We don't want, when this is over, all of our small businesses to close. And then everybody's crying, God, feels going, you know, falling down again. I'm like, yeah, well, you got to help if you want to stay.
Yeah, you
got to
get out there and support those local businesses.
You can do that and still practice good, safe social distancing. So any store in town, call them, work it out. They'll make it, you know, they'll deliver it. They'll do whatever it takes, but just continue shopping. Oh, and another place I was thinking of, Culligan Water.
Ah, very cool.
So we think of Culligan as, you know, the big coolers, which mm-hmm. I have in my office and use all the time.
Believe me, the old job I had, we had a Culligan one, and man, I think everybody joked that, man, you drink half the water cooler, and I think I did was the issue, because I had one of those big cups, and I'd fill it up, and I'd go like through four of those a day, and
oh my gosh.
And they're like, would you stop drinking all the water? You drinking all the water? And I'm just like, I'm sorry, I like water.
Well, the cool thing is too, you can even do that in your home. When we were in Texas, we had one in our home even, because it was actually cheaper than buying all the bottled water that you get at the store. You know, you've got just a gallon, and then you're not, having a million plastic bottles laying around.
Right.
So, and then you're drinking good quality water, and it's actually much cheaper. I mean, I didn't realize how much cheaper it was and how much I was spending on water. So they have that, but then a lot of people are also going, well, I don't want bottled water, but I want purified. So they've got the, what do you call it? The little hookup thing.
That goes over your faucet. Yes. You're right.
So they've got those. They can deliver it directly to your house. They can do gallons if you just want to order some gallons of water. And then they do have 24 packs. So here's a great service. Again, don't leave your house. Let them come
and
to
they,
you.
And you said they do have the coolers as well, correct? Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. So which, if that was in my house, it would get used. It would get abused almost, actually. I was like, yeah, more water. So
I loved it. And then they deliver it to you. I mean, it was nice because we were like, oh, Culligan guys here. Here's our big right. waters. And
now we got the cold water all the time now. So
I loved it. So yes. So we're calling it couch shopping. Do your couch shopping, do your part, right. and enjoy. So, all right, a couple other things going on. Tonight is the big night for CRMC. It's Headlights for Hope. So what you do, come out, stay in your car. It starts at 7, promptly at 7. So you want to be there a few minutes before, but you have to stay in your car. Everybody's going to turn on their flashers, and then at 7 o'clock, start honking the horns. That is when they do their shift change, and it's just our way of saying, hey, healthcare workers, we're here for you, we support you, and hats off to you.
Absolutely. That's a great event, and I don't know if you saw the there was a video going around. It was in New York City. I don't know if you'd seen it, but there's this guy just filming from let me turn the phone off there. There's a guy literally, like, he's filming on his balcony, and you could just hear like thousands of people
yes.
just cheering, and it just kept going and going, and I was just like, it gave me chills
yes.
watching that.
I love that,
because it takes a lot of people to make that much noise in that city, and it was chilling to watch. So I hope we get a lot of people out there at CRMC tonight.
Yes.
Turn those lights on, and at 7 just start going crazy with that horn.
It's gonna be awesome. Even if the parking lot's full, I mean, I want to line the streets. I want to be everywhere.
Absolutely. Let them know that we care about them,
yes.
and we thank them for what they are doing for
yes.
us.
That's awesome. Some other things. So, as you know, the latest order from the governor's office is that everything's restricted to 10 people or less.
Right.
And that includes church services, which is really a challenge for a lot of people. It's hard to want to follow that, and I totally understand that. And I think right now we need to be as supportive as we can for our churches. Number one, they're doing everything online, most of them now. So you can still be a part of the church service. They're either videotaping it live or you can watch it afterwards. But also, if you can, drop a check in the mail or go onto their website. A lot of them have it where you can pay. But I think it's you're out of sight, out of mind. So I'm not in the actual pew, so therefore I don't need to tithe.
Right.
Well, our churches are the ones that support our community. They're mm-hmm. the ones that are giving out the food to the residents and helping people in need and all that stuff. And they still need our tithe. So, you know, if you can, donate to a church, help them out, because they are giving back to our community and they still need our support. So shout out to all of our churches. They are amazing. Another area that you can give to, the community, Coffeyville Area Community Foundation has started up a drive. And basically, you can donate directly to their page or send a check. And they're using those donations to help all the nonprofits in the area. So, like the animal shelter, you know, they've got tons of animals right now, and they still need our support. Genesis, you know, food service, just all the different nonprofits in the area. And if you don't want to give money, you can give actual items. And they've got on their website a list of every nonprofit and what their needs are. So it may be this one needs canned goods. This one needs financial donations. This one needs volunteers. So if you're at home going, what can I do to support our community? Easy way, jump on that website, find a group that you can help out, and let's all kind of come together on that. So, well, guess what? It is census time. We've passed the April 1st deadline. Not really deadline, but yes. And
I did mine.
Good. Thank you.
I was a little lighter than usual, than I should have been, but I did this past weekend. So,
yeah.
So I was close.
You're
close.
Well, and that deadline's kind of, it's not really set in stone deadline,
right. It's a suggested, hey, get it done by this time.
Right. And the thing is, it's super easy. It's all online.
Yeah,
so if you don't want to mail in,
minutes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, and you don't even have to remember a code. They said that they can even look it up, and I don't know. There's different ways to do it, but you just go online to the census.gov and do it. And let me tell you, if you've done it, then ask a neighbor. Maybe somebody elderly that can't get access to it is easy. Help them out. Or maybe those populations that are scared to do the census.
Right.
Reach out to your people and let them know that it's okay. It's secure, 100% secure.
Yeah, that information cannot be used.
No.
It cannot be accessed by anybody else except the census.
And here is a way to show how it impacts us right now. Right now, Kansas is needing some extra supplies and test kits, and the governor's trying to figure out how to get more of those. It's based off census counts.
Mm-hmm.
And so right now, we've maxed out on what we can get from the federal government because of our census. So we want to get those numbers up. We want to show them that we need support financially for the highways and for our kids and for, you know, stuff like this. So it makes a big difference. So, yeah. Definitely go out and get your census done. Call us if you need help, and we'll kind of walk you through it. Couple other things. We are doing a new project, and we just sent it out to our members, but I'm also going to open it up to the community as well. We're doing a project called Be Coffeyville. You see a lot of cities that say, we are strong. You know, we're getting through this together. You know, well, we wanted to come up with something a little different to show how unique we are. And so our slogan is Be Coffeyville, which means be innovative, be an entrepreneur, be a good neighbor, be kind, whatever it is. You can come up with whatever word you want to say, but what does it mean to you to be Coffeyville during this time? And what we're doing is having everybody send us a picture in front of your business or your church or your group, maybe at home with your kids, with a sign held up that says, Be Coffeyville, be, and then whatever word you want to use. And then we're going to put together a big slogan, a big collage, and we're going to share it not just with Coffeyville, but with our whole region. We want everybody around us to know that we are still doing well, that we're strong, we're staying together, and we're being Coffeyville.
Right.
So if you want to be a part of that, email the chamber or call us, and I can give you more guidelines on that. But basically, just hold up a sign saying, be whatever it is, hashtag, and then hashtag Be Coffeyville, and you can be a part of it. So,
all right,
excited about that.
That sounds like an exciting project.
It is. It's going to be fun. I'm excited when it all comes together. So, and then the last thing I just again want to share. I've been sharing this every week, but if you know a business out there that may be struggling, have them give me a call at the chamber. We've got a lot of resources. We're sharing ideas, creative ideas that other businesses are doing. We're sharing access to loans and grant programs and whatever we can do to help our business community. And right now we've kind of put aside that you have to be a chamber member. Right now we're trying to help everybody because right. we want Coffeyville to be strong and to stay together and to get through this. So if you know a business, have them call us. I will be happy to sit down, talk with them, help them out. And then obviously if, you know, they want to join the chamber, then we can help them out even more with extra resources. But just trying to make sure that we get the word out that the chamber's trying to help as much as we can. I mean, I am limited in some things, but trying to help out.
So. Right. All right. Well, Candy, thank you so much for coming in. And if anybody does want to get a hold of you, how can they get a hold of you?
Okay. Best way is to email me. And my email is actually on our on our website. There's actually a form on the website that says contact me. So you can send us a direct question that way. Email C. Westbrook. So it's just my name at coffeyville.com. You can call our number. We are in the office part-time, but we're also working from home. So you can call 251-2550 and leave a message or message us on Facebook, and we'll return your message that way.
All right. Well, again, thank you very much, Candy, and I hope you have a great day and continue to be safe out there.
That's right. Thank you so
much. All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break, and when we come back, we are going to restart Open Line. We'll take your calls. If you have anything you would like to buy, sell, trade, or give away, let us know. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.